Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline right now is NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver, NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys?
Doing great, thank you. We're trying to get over the fact that it is our second consecutive weekend of playoff football that doesn't involve the Patriots.
Yeah, I understand. I understand it's hard. I try to tell you guys when your head is rolling down that hill, back up, appreciate this, smell these roses. I've been 25 years from before NFC Championship game. I know. I don't even know what the roses smell like anymore. You know, you smell the roses. What they smell like, you don't even know. So you take this, man. It is. I know you're not used to it. But it's hard when your team is not in the dance at all. I mean, you're still in. I've enjoyed the playoffs. But it's hard that you do when your team is not in it. I know that's something you guys aren't used to. And I don't expect you to get too used to it. But trust me, just take this from me.
But the team that beat the Patriots, they are still in it, the Tennessee Titans, and they're doing it in a way that we have not seen in decades, where the quarterback throws for under 100 yards, and they're winning with a dominant run game and defense. Can they keep this going for two more games?
And it's so funny. We'll talk about that. Can they beat Kansas City? They already beat them. Mm-hmm. They already beat them this year with the same formula. You know, Tannehill threw for over 100 yards this time in that first matchup.
Right.
And that first matchup. But let me tell you what blows my mind, too. And we see this. We see it with our eyes. We see the cause of what Tennessee is doing. And certainly Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry has just been playing phenomenal. But I've been telling people, if I'm Derrick Henry, I'm already in there talking to these people about giving me my money. Y'all give me my money before this next game. Because as well as he's running, this offseason, both him and Tannehill deals are up. They'll offer Derrick Henry $12 million a year, and they're going to offer Tannehill $30 million a year for throwing for 88 yards and winning a football game.
Plays the wrong position. That's just bottom line there. One of the things that jumps off the page to me of this championship weekend is, for the first time in a long time, in part because Bill's not there, you're going to have a coach who a guaranteed first-time Super Bowl winning coach. Obviously, Andy Reid has proven himself over the years, but I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on these young, up-and-coming coaches, LaFleur, Shanahan, and Vrabel, and what their future holds. Are they truly some of the best coaches in the game?
Well, these young guys are—they're real innovators, man, and doing a great job. It's just funny because I one time I just tweeted Vrabel. I mean, what a job this dude is doing, man. He has a tough team. It's a hard team to beat. They're a physical football team. They're big. They're strong. They come down here. They beat you on the clock. They beat you in your heart. They beat you in your mind because they wear you out. The way they run that football, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. They just don't make a lot of mistakes. Even in that Patriot game, one thing Vrabel talked about and had his guys ready for, he says, listen, the Patriots, they feed on your mistakes. They feed on all of those things. You can't give them anything. And Tennessee's been great about not giving up anything. They've been doing real good about that.
We mentioned that if Andy Reid does go on to win two more football games, he's going to be able to waltz into the Hall of Fame eventually. The TV moment this weekend, did you get as emotional as Troy Aikman when Jimmy found out he was going in?
Oh, my God. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Absolutely. I was and I was 300 yards away from it because I was right at my hotel, which is about 300 yards away from Fox's studio. And I wish I would have known because I surely would have crashed their studio and gone over there. I've known Jimmy since I was 17, about 17 years old, man, and I've never seen him that way. You know, I thought it was truly surprised. Once I saw Saturday, I knew what was coming Sunday. At least I had a good inkling it was coming Sunday, and I was glad that I was right that they were going to do that for Jimmy. I think it's smart on the Hall of Fame part, two coaches that are on set, because you want to give the guys that have earned the right to get in the Hall of Fame. But David Baker's done a wonderful job of growing it, marketing it, putting it back on top where it belongs. And to come out with those numbers in those games, those ratings, to put the eyes on that moment, it was incredible, man. It really was incredible. I've never seen Jimmy like that. All my life, I've never seen that Jimmy before. The Jimmy I've always known is the Jimmy that would tell all the more poor brothers that they got out of the ghettos all up and down in Florida, if y'all don't practice better, them scholarships are 1 year renewable. You won't be back. I'm gonna send you back to the streets wherever you came from. That's all you had. That's all you had. Was that scholarship. That was your only way out of the hell holes that we all grew up in. And Jimmy would bring us back, bring us all together and tell us, y'all think these things are 4 year scholarships, don't you? You didn't read the fine print. They're 1 year renewable. And I'll send all of you back to the ghetto if you don't get out of here. Boy, you talk about some practices. We got here. That's the only Jimmy I knew, man. It really warmed my heart to see that happen.
So both ends of it, though, for Cowboys fans, as Jimmy Johnson gets in, and then we saw the video, Drew Pearson does not get in. What were your thoughts when you saw that?
Yeah, and I was hurt. You know, I know we had everybody over his house. I reached out to him yesterday. I didn't get a chance to get in touch with him because, I just didn't talk to him, and he's probably just hurting, man. But I was saddened by that and glad to help Carmichael got in, you know. I've always loved watching Harold Carmichael, but I thought Drew's in, and I tell people this. Drew, we talk about Drew Pearson in the NFL every week. Not a week goes by that we don't mention Drew Pearson in the NFL. If you have that kind of imprint in the NFL and you played the way you played and you left an imprint that we don't go by 1 week without talking about you, then you should be in the Hall of Fame. And what I mean by what do I mean by that? There's not a week that we go by in the NFL season that somebody's not throwing a Hail Mary. Where do you think it came from? It came from Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson. A Hail Mary. We mention it every week in the NFL. And I just thought, since you have that kind of imprint on the NFL, you should be in the Hall.
There's also not a week that goes by that we don't get some new news with the Tom Brady soap opera, I guess I'll call it. So the latest is his family's preparing to move out of town and that he's offended by his paycheck in recent years and looking at other quarterbacks that make so much more money. Has your feeling changed on Tom Brady? Where will Tom Brady be donning a helmet next season?
I still see, and I see more so now that all the head coaching jobs are filled. Josh is still right where he is, and that's in New England. I think, and maybe I'm just the ignorant one here, I still think that lends to Tom Brady being back to the Patriots. I really do. Now, Tom may be doing some business right here where he's negotiating and moving his house. And I saw it on some TV special somewhere. He moved to Connecticut and all the things that he's done with his family and everything. But I don't see anything else. Because anywhere else, it's an overhaul. It's an overhaul. If Tom goes to play anywhere – now you have to bring in some guys that know his offense. You got to bring in people that know how to implement what he does. So you're not getting a 40-something year old man. You're getting 20-some years of experience. That's what you're selling if you pay for Tom Brady to leave New England. You're not just paying for the 40-year-old body. You want the 20 years experience. So that means you got to bring everything with him.
We're talking with NFL Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin. If we believe that it is a quarterback-driven league, and it has been for a long time now, then you would think that Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Jimmy Garoppolo have a decided advantage over Ryan Tannehill, so it's tough to picture Tennessee being in the big game in a few weeks.
Yeah, but boy, I tell you what we keep talking about is quarterback-driven league. The run game is the stabilizing factors on winning. And boy, there's nobody running that football like that dude over there in Tennessee. And that's just the bottom line. Because if you can move the ball, running the ball, then you have less and less of an opportunity to make a mistake. Think about all the things that go down in a passing game. You got to get the right snap. You got to block the right blocks. You got to make sure nobody gets the sack, then the fumble, then the interception, all of these things. If I could just go snap, hutch, turn that ball around and hand it off and you run, go get 4 yards or 5 yards at a time, which I think is brilliant. Did you see that quarterback show where they had Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Brett Favre out there, and Joe Montana came out? I just thought it was brilliant, man. Joe Montana came and said, Bill Walsh always told him, when a defense when a defense lets you run for 4 yards, they said, come on, we got to do something about this. We got to stop them. We got to stop. That was too much. They think they fail if they let you run for 4 yards. But they'll let you throw on first down. You can throw for 4 yards, and they think that's a success. It blew my mind, and it's so true. A four-yard run, you say, oh, we fail on that play. A four-yard pass, you say, oh, we succeeded on that play. I thought that was brilliant. That was brilliant. And in Tennessee, they just four-yard you to death. They just paper cut you to death. You know, we're so used to seeing the big play and scoring quickly and everything. But, boy, if you could just paper cut somebody to death like Tennessee is doing, it's incredible to watch.
Michael, what do you think's going on with Odell Beckham? And do you think there's a chance that, you know, he'll be able to get back to his dominant day? Like, his first 3 years in the league were as good as any receiver's first 3 years. And then I know there was an injury, then there's going to Cleveland, and now there's just some of this other stuff off the field that he's dealing with. Where do you think he's at right now?
Well, when I talk to Odell and I talk to him, you know, he texts me and I text him. And I thought he was in a great place. You know, I thought playing right now with Jarvis Landry, you know, his BFF and everything, I thought he was in a great place. Now, I didn't know, and he really didn't say much about some of the injuries he went through this year with the groin and some of the things that I've heard about. And that kind of explained it, because I put most of what has happened this year, I said, man, he just has to be in Cleveland. He has to get some work with the quarterback. You can't do it in college. Probably in high school, where you just show in high school, you can show up and have success. You can dominate people, but it's more difficult in college. It's impossible in the NFL. You have to have those reps together with the quarterback and the receiver. And I thought that they didn't get the reps that they needed. Hopefully, they'll alter that this year, and he'll spend some time in Cleveland training with Baker Mayfield and the rest of the team.
I don't want to get you or your university in trouble, but have you ever hung out with the boys post-game at Miami and maybe shook hands with some $100 bills in your hand like OBJ did the other night?
That's a great way of not getting us in trouble. I don't want to get them in trouble either. So I'm going to say no, but I'm nodding my head in the affirmative. No, of course not. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't even think of it, yeah.
There's certain things, man, you're not going to let straight out of the game. And the reality is, though I wish Odell wouldn't have done that in front of everybody, because it's, you know, it does spit at the NCAA and all they're trying to do. The reality is that yes, you do that. Guys do that all over the league. You can stop that. There's a lot of kids, man. These kids have nothing, and guys come back. They've got big deals. They got this. All they're trying to do is encourage the kid. And really, they make that wrong. I mean, it's ridiculous. Some of the stuff is ridiculous. You know, you should be able to help out a kid. Even when I go visit my son. You know, and I want to take. He said, "Dad, we're going to get something to eat. You can't bring any friends now. If you bring your friends, make sure they bring their own money to pay for it. I mean, it's crazy. Right. So then, what I have to do is put the money in Michael's account, and we got an $800 bill. I'm like, Mike, can you pay for this? Like, can you pay for it? I'll put the money in your account." But if he pays for it, then there's no violation. If I pay for it, then it's a violation, wow. Which is just crazy, yeah. Which is crazy.
All right, final question before we let you go. Did you feel betrayed when, before the national championship game on Monday, the LSU hype video came out, and it was voiced by Miami Hurricanes The Rock?
I know. I did see that, but I know Ed coached him. Bergeron coached him in Miami, and that was – so he was pulling on his friendship there, and I understood that. And Rocket, what a phenomenal job Rocket has done, leaving the football field and building the career that he has built. So he's an international star. So I didn't feel betrayed. I tell you what, I did feel, though. I felt like, wow, you know, it sure would be nice one day to get back to this game for Miami. And then the other flip side was, Michael, how couldn't you even dream that? We ended the season with losses to FIU, Duke and Louisiana Tech. Just stop. Just stop. That's where my head went. Like, I'm a dreamer, but that's out of hand right there when you lose a FIU, Duke, and Louisiana Tech to be thinking about winning a championship at any point.